Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Victoria Means, and she is in charge of the Parents as Teachers program in Cass County. Good morning to you, Victoria.
Good morning.
Now, the week of April 4th is Public Health Week, and so we wanted to let people know, if they didn't know, some of the various programs are kind of under the public health umbrella. And Parents as Teachers is one that's been going on for a while. Victoria, do you know how long? I know you haven't been teaching the whole time, but it's been around for, I'm going to say,
over 10 years, yeah. For sure. But I don't
that's
remember.
Okay. That's okay. And I was going to guess about 10 years. So we're kind of on the same page there. So Parents as Teachers, what's the main focus, the main purpose of Parents as Teachers?
I couldn't say that there's one main purpose, but we're a home visiting strength-based program. For children prenatal through kindergarten.
And that means that you go out to people's homes to visit them and talk about parenting.
Well, we talk about parenting. We also talk about child development, school readiness, and parenting strategies. And every time we bring activities to do with the kiddos. We also provide child development screenings, parenting education, group connections, and car seat installation instruction.
That is a mouthful, Victoria. It covers a lot of areas of child development. And we were talking about safety. We're talking about physical development, mental development, and all, and the relationships. When you go to a home, you set that up. You don't just go knock on the door. You set that up, and of course, people enroll in Parents as Teachers, and we'll talk about that a little more. But when you make that visit, kind of tell us what happens. How do you go through that?
I figure out what activity to bring based on where the kid's at developmentally and age-wise. And I also talk with the parents what the activities they want to work on. So if language is a skill that they want their kids to be working on, I'll bring an activity for that. We'll also have our parents set up goals. So I'll talk about those goals or maybe bring information related to those goals at every visit.
Okay. Sounds like to me you have a fun job, Victoria.
I do. I love it. I get to work with kiddos almost every day, and it is great.
Yeah. Now, you said this is birth to kindergarten. What do you do with a three-month-old?
A three-month-old, we could work on tummy time or working on eyesight and our neck muscles.
Okay. So again, you need to know what's happened, what the expectations are at every age level, month by month and year by year.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's what I do.
And as parents, as I said, they could enroll. Tell us about that. How do they get enrolled or involved with the program?
Parents can be referred by other programs that they're in or maybe by a doctor or something like that, but they can also just call us anytime and enroll in the program. We currently have openings. Occasionally there's a waiting list, but not right now. And I will give you our phone number. If you want, we have two numbers that you can call. You can call 243-7543, or you can call 243-7475.
Okay, if I wanted to look that up in the phone book, would I go to Cass County Public Health? Victoria's going, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
What I'm going to say is look for Unity Point at Home, or you could always call the Cass County Hospital. They would know your number.
Mm-hmm, they should know our number. And yep, Unity Point definitely knows our number. Okay. And will get us, get you to us.
Now, I want to go back to if you're a parent, okay, Victoria comes and knocks on your door, and you're a parent of, let's say, a baby, maybe a six-month-old and maybe a two-year-old. What's that parent want to do, expected to do?
Let me in and be open to the things I have to say. Talk with me about the things you want and tell me if you don't like my ideas. We really like the TV turned off so kids can focus. But we don't have homework that we expect you to do every time besides the regular things that you'd be doing with your kids every day.
And I'm guessing most parents, especially if they're a first-time parent, their first child, but probably beyond that too, are thinking, Is this what my kid should be doing? Is this what I should expect? Or why isn't this child talking?
Right. That is the thing that all parents ask. And we do a developmental screening every year. Unless you want it done more, we do it more often. Or if they're just a little behind, we'll work on those things that they're behind on. And then we'll rescreen again in a few months. And then I also, if we're really behind on something, I'll bring in other resources that will help you so the kids are ready to go before they ever get to school.
Let's talk specifically about one of the programs you mentioned, and that's the car seats. Let's talk about that.
Me and my supervisor, we are both certified car seat installation instructors. And so this is for people not just in our program. This is for anybody in the community can call us and schedule an appointment here at our office, and we will help make sure their car seats are installed correctly and answer any questions they have. We also occasionally, at least once a year, have a free car seat checkup event in the community. And this year it is on June 4th from 10 to 1 at the Ann Wickman Child Development Center parking lot. And that is no, you don't need a specific time slot. You can just come whenever you are free from 10 to 1 and we will check your car seat out, make sure everything is good.
You know, I don't have experience in buying car seats, but I see people carrying them on airplanes. I see them putting them into cars. I see them, you know, advertising, going, I don't know that this is real simple. Do you make it simpler?
I do try and make it simpler. I mean, we both had a very intense training. We had to pass tests and we have to recertify every 2 years and make sure we are installing all the different types of car seats correctly before we can make sure we go through that in the community. I do try and make it as simple as I can, but most parents don't put their car seats in correctly, not because they don't want to, but just because they don't know. I read not only the car manual, but the car seat manual and make sure that everything is compatible. And I also check and make sure there are no recalls on the car seat that I'm looking at. Lots of things.
Yes. Yeah, it's not real simple. You know, something that amazes me, Victoria, when I see kids being put into car seats, most of them aren't crying. I think you start early and they just get used to it and they expect to be there.
I know some kids really don't like being in the car, being in the car seat, but yeah, most kids are fine with it. There's no problem. It's just what you have to do.
Yeah. And I'm thinking they begin to feel a lot safer. I mean, it's just an expectation and a really important expectation. Okay, you mentioned a couple of other programs. Let's zero in on another one of those.
Actually, Parents as Teachers is the only program I work with, but I do one other thing with public health. I do run our Facebook page, which is pretty fun, and we post things related to all the different programs and more. And so you can just search Cass County Public Health, and then our Unity Point logo is our display picture, and all of us are the cover photo.
Okay.
Easy to find.
And we're going to be talking to some other folks that are related to public health. So it's we're trying to get people to realize, because you do so many different things as public health for many different ages. And I know, Victoria, that you really appreciate the position you have with kids and their parents.
I do. I love it. It is what I went to school for, and it's what I love to do.
How do you keep up with all these activities? I mean, we mentioned, you know, for a 3-month-old, then you've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and all those activities have to be different. How do you come up with those?
Well, Parents as Teachers is a national program. Actually, I think there are programs in other countries, so I would say worldwide. And so they have activities that I can do set out into each age group and different things to talk about nutrition or discipline or sleep. So that's very nice that we are an affiliate of the program, and that's what I was trained in as Parents as Teachers. So they make it very nice and very easy and very well organized for me.
Good thing you don't have to come up with all those. You're very inventive, Victoria, but that might be a bit of a challenge. So if you are living in a different county than Cass County, you might want to check on the Parents as Teachers program in the area.
There are many other parenting programs or even Parents as Teachers in other counties. If you want to be in a program and you don't live it within Cass County, you can still call us and we can help you find the program in your county.
So you're a good resource. Do you ever get a call from a parent like, oh, help, this is going on and I don't know what to do? Do you ever get those kind of calls like, oh my goodness, is this my child should be doing this?
I haven't been here long enough to get any phone calls like that from anybody but parents that are in the program. They call for questions like
okay.
that. But maybe Nancy did okay. a few years back or something, but I haven't been here that long.
Okay. But you do get calls, and it's okay to have those parents enrolled. They can give you a call. Did we talk about, I don't think we did, if there was a fee for this?
Oh, we did not talk about it, and it is a completely free and completely voluntary program.
Why is it important? One last thought. Why is it important for parents to think of themselves as teachers?
Parents definitely need to think of themselves as teachers. They are their child's first and most important teacher in for their whole life.
All right. Thank you very much, Victoria Means, who is the leader for Parents as Teachers in Cass County under the public health system. Until next time, here's a thought. None of us should reach for normal. Normal is so basic.